You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Welcome to Radical Personal Finance, a show dedicated to providing you with the knowledge, skills, insight, and encouragement you need to live a rich and meaningful life now while building a plan for financial freedom in 10 years or less. My name is Joshua Sheets. Today, I have a simple encouragement for you. I want to encourage you to put numbers to your goals. Think about what some goals or dreams are that you have and sit down and put some numbers to your goals. And I think if you'll do that, you'll be able to see ways of achieving certain goals that probably previously seemed totally out of sight. I was reminded of this truth yesterday. I was sitting down and thinking about some things, and I just decided to start putting some numbers down on paper, and I was really shocked with how it transformed my perspective. I'll share the example specifically. I'm traveling right now, currently in Bogota, Colombia, and as I was traveling, I was thinking about traveling. And when you think about traveling, I'm attracted often to people I'm attracted to the idea of setting and achieving big goals. I like to do things that other people, not very many people have done. And one of the things that I have often thought about doing in my life is traveling to every country in the world. I've been interested in this for over a decade, reading about people who've accomplished this goal, just kind of interested in it. Never really set it as something that I really want to do, but interested in it. So recently, I was watching some YouTube videos from a young lady named Alexis. She has a YouTube channel called Lexi Limitless, or Limitless Lexi, one of the two. And Alexis is the youngest person to have ever traveled to all of the countries in the world. She did it by the time she was 21 years old. And I was thinking about my traveling, and I was thinking about my children. And I thought, I wonder if I could take my children to every country in the world and have them break the Guinness Book of World Records for the youngest person to travel in the world. I've got four children, ages 1, 3, 5, and 7. And as I was thinking about it, I thought, well, I could, my one-year-old could start traveling. And by what age could my one-year-old break that travel record? And I'm not saying that I want to do it. There are a lot of downsides to doing something like that. I've never committed to this as this I want to do. I just admire it when people set big goals. It's tough. The idea of traveling to every country in the world is tough. But what keeps people back from doing something like that? Some people like me would think about it and say, but do I really want to, right? Is that really useful and valuable? Let's say that I did choose to take my children to every country in the world. Well, what kind of time commitment would that be? What kind of things would you give up? You would give up a lot of experiences. You would give up a lot of experiences of kind of normal day-to-day life and of local social networks and things like that. You would gain other experiences, and maybe that would be superior. I'm not so sure. But along the way, of course, you would quickly come to money, and you would say, well, how can I afford to travel to every country in the world? How could I do that? And here's where putting numbers to paper is, I think, incredibly freeing. And let me give you the numbers that I put down as I was thinking about what it would cost if I actually did set a goal like I'm going to travel and take my children to every country in the world. Travel, there are lots of people who travel, and those people usually track their expenses. And so there's another travel vlogger that I have watched over the years named Drew Binsky. Drew has traveled to every country in the world. He's made videos, daily videos about his work. Drew says that it costs him $700 per country to travel. And he's tracked all the expenses along the way. Drew's an American citizen. So, of course, he has fewer visa expenses, but his $700 per country ticket or number includes everything. It includes visa expenses, includes transportation to and from the country. It includes lodging and accommodations while in the country and tours and things like that. So his number is $700. And I think that that's probably a pretty accurate number. Some countries are very expensive. Some countries are very inexpensive, but it all evens out in the long run. So let's say you do $700. So I sat down and I said, okay, $700 per country. Now, I lead a family of six. So 700 times six. Let's assume that there's no cost savings involved with traveling with family. There are some, certainly some cost savings. You might have fewer hotel rooms. You don't necessarily have to have six hotel rooms, and transportation might in some cases be less, but let's assume there's not cost savings. So $700 per country times six people equals $4,200 per country. So that's what it would cost me for me to take my family of six to each country in the world. And to me, that feels just about right. $4,200 per country, based upon my experience traveling to a few dozen countries. Then, how many countries are there? Well, the numbers vary. There's 193 UN countries. There's a couple of disputed territories like Taiwan, et cetera. So a good number is about 195, and then some people go to 200. But let's use 195. So 4,200 times 195 equals $819,000. So let's say that I did set a goal of taking my children to every country in the world. My budget for that would be something like $819,000. So let's call it 800 grand, maybe 900, who knows? Now, in some ways, that's a big number, but in some ways, it's not that big of a number. So let's add one more adjustment to change the number. How long would it take me to travel to every country in the world? Who knows, right? There are people who have done it in a year, in a little under 2 years. That's under the Guinness Book of World Records. I would not want to travel that way, and definitely not with children. I would want to travel much more slowly. You figure if there are 195 countries that you're traveling to, if you did it in 10 years, that would be 19 and a half countries per year. That's pretty fast. Now, in some cases, that's easy. Some places, that's easy. Some places that's not. And that's where you start to think about, well, what style of travel would I be engaging in? Would I want to spend a month in each country? Well, if you had a month in each country, then that would be 195. So if you did that as 195 countries per year, then that would be 16.25 years. Well, here's what's interesting. Let's say you did do it in 16.25 years. Let's call it 16 years. $819,000 divided by 16 years is an annual budget of $51,000. $810,000 divided by 16 years is an annual budget of, my calculator's not working, basically $51,000. Quick sidebar. Once you learn reverse Polish notation, you can't ever get your other calculators to work quite right. So I use reverse Polish notation for years, and now when I go to pick up the calculator on my iPhone, it just doesn't work quite right for me. So let's call it $52,000 a year. All of a sudden now, that big, hairy, audacious goal doesn't seem quite so overwhelming. $52,000 a year to travel to one country per month? That's pretty doable. And all of a sudden, you realize that, wait a second, I'm already spending $52,000 a year. And you realize that there are thousands and hundreds of thousands of people all around the world who make their living through an internet connection and earn more than $52,000 per year. And now you don't all of a sudden have to have a $1 million fortune that you're going to systematically spend over the next 16 years. You just need to earn $52,000 a year. And you could accomplish a goal like that. I find that amazingly freeing. Amazingly freeing. Where you take this big, scary goal. I'm going to take my kids to every country in the world. And you start calculating the budget on it. And you figure out, well, all I got to do is earn $52,000 a year, and I could cover my expenses enough to travel to one new country every month, 12 countries a year, and over the next 16 years, I could travel to all these countries. That's awesome. To repeat, I'm not setting this as a goal. I don't think I want to do it. I don't think that's the lifestyle I want to live. I don't think that that's what I want to do with my children. That's not a personal goal of mine. I think there are other non-financial reasons why I don't want to do it. But it's really nice to know that when you actually start digging out numbers, most goals that you and I have, even the big scary ones, are really eminently achievable. So I encourage you, if there's a goal that you've been thinking about doing, get out a calculator and a sheet of paper and start working the actual numbers and figure out what would that actually cost me. Might be a lifestyle goal. What would it actually cost me to go here, to do that? What would it actually cost me to buy this or to engage in this other thing, to start practicing this certain thing I want to do, this hobby, this skill, to add in this certain sport? What would it actually cost me? And then break it down into a budget amount that makes sense. And you may find that your goals are still big. They're still hard to achieve, in which case you need a better engine. But you may find that they're eminently achievable and relatively easy to do, in which case you can move past worrying about the money and you can think about the other things. I'm not scared of the financial cost of a goal like I'm going to take my children to every country in the world, because I've done the math and it doesn't actually cost all that much, even for you as an individual. If we use Drew's number, $700 per country times 195, that's a $136,000 goal, right? If you wanted to travel every country in the world, it would cost you $100,000+. You could do it cheaper, stay in fancier places. Maybe it's $200,000. Not that much money in the grand scheme of things. So now, once you're free of the financial stress, you can move on to thinking about the other things and deciding, is this really a good idea? Is this really something I want to do or not? Hope that helps you. Have a great day.